Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. This is the time of the week when I have a couple of things I want to say to you, just the two of us. And today I want to talk about a television program that I watched one time, about how American pioneers trained and employed oxen. You know, oxen, the cows, the big, strong, burly cows. How they employed and trained those oxen in the 19th century. And all watching them do that reminded me of how our brain works. Like a yoke of oxen, our bilateral brain hemispheres are hitched side by side, meeting the world head on, together. But also, like those bovine, they don't always pull together our brains, hemispheres. In addition to their names, each oxen has a name, they're also identified by their position in the yoke. The animal most favored by the driver of the oxen is the nigh ox, as in near, the near ox. The one that's closest to the driver, as terms of oxen, is always on the left. The nigh ox is on the left. That's the one that's favored by the driver. While the off ox is always on the right. The nigh ox is usually the senior animal and usually takes the lead in pulling the yoke. The nigh ox. Brain hemispheres also have names. Left and right. That's their names. The left brain and the right brain. For most of us, one or the other is our nigh hemisphere, as it seems to be the most dominant in our behavior, but we favor it more because of who we are more than its location. So for effect and for fun, I'm going to talk about our brain hemispheres as being our nigh ox and our off ox. So according to experts, when we think think more logically, when we think logically, rationally, and analytically, sort of like an engineer, the left hemisphere is the dominant nigh ox. Our nigh ox is the left because the left brain is the analytical brain, the one that questions everything. For someone who's more creative, intuitive, subjective, and emotive, the right hemisphere is pulling the hardest, and it's your nigh ox. If you're like that, that is your nigh ox. Gender also seems to play a role in our nigh off predisposition, but I'm going to leave that angle alone today, as that's a tangent that's fraught with, could potentially be fraught with peril for me. But all of this brain stuff might be unremarkable to small business owners if it weren't for two things. First, as leaders, we're called upon to perform and respond to issues that are closer to our off ox than our nigh ox. We're often required to do things that are not something that's easy for us. It's more associated with our off ox, our right brain or our left brain, whichever other side of our brain we prefer. And number two, regardless of our nigh ox, we have to work with those whose behavior favors the other side of the brain, right? We have employees who aren't like us at all, but we still have to manage them. So let's take a look at examples of how these two realities manifest in the marketplace and in our small businesses. So as a small business owner, you likely won't have the luxury of favoring one ox over the other for very long. Regardless of which brain hemisphere is your nigh ox, any given day is filled with demands on both, and often simultaneously. You've seen that happen a lot, I know. For example, developing a marketing campaign causes the right brain to take the lead with creativity, but your left brain will be pressed into service by the cold, hard analysis of media buys and demographics and strategy and ultimately operational fulfillment of the business that your plan generated, of the sales that your plan generated. That'll be more the left brain side. And it doesn't matter whether you're left or right. Your right, left or your right brain hemisphere is your NIOX. You're going to have to do both of them. The good news is that as your business grows, you can look forward to delegating your off-ox work to an employee when their oxen is opposite of yours. So if you're a left brain person, you can delegate your right brain stuff to someone else. But as the leader, the small business reality is that you must be able to successfully work and do business with people whose NIOX is your off-ox. For example, if your NIOX is right brain creativity, you still have to employ, manage, and work with left brain accountants and engineers, right? If your NIOX is the by-the-numbers, detailed analysis, a loving brain, left brain, then you'll have to suffer gladly the seemingly nonlinear expressions of those whose NIOX pulls from the right side of the yoke, the right side, the more creative side. When you're a left-sider and they're a right-sider, you're going to have to deal with that. Indeed, a critical counterbalancing trait for your NIOX desperately requires that. But all this is inside the organization, inside your organization, outside your four walls. You have to be able to quickly assess which ox any particular prospect or customer favors, right? Your customers, what is their NIOX? You have to figure that out real quick. For example, you notice out sell stuff desired by customers of both ox yoke configurations. Even though the two groups buy the same products or service, they likely lead their purchasing process with the side of the brain that's nigh to them. Consequently, regardless of which ox is nigh to you, you'll need selling skills that help you lead with the other side. If you're a creative right-brainer, that's your NIOX. If you're selling to an engineer, you're going to have to think more like your off-ox. Same thing, flip it around for people on the other side. Although in the minority, there are whole-brain individuals whose brain hemispheres pull together, like having two NIOX. Members of this group are naturally well-suited for small business ownership, but whether by protoplasm or by practice, more than any corporate CEO or small business CEO has to perform like a whole-brainer to deal with the bipolar demands of the workplace and the marketplace. Small business owners are required to behave as if they have two NIOX. And you know I'm right about that. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.